Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down on today. We ought to thank God for another day, and you know, some didn't wake up this morning, glory to God, and they aren't clothing their right mind, but you know what? You are. So guess what? We pray for those in the name of Jesus, oh God, that did not wake up this morning. We ask God to continue to bless them and watch over their families and give them peace. Amen. Don't always think about praying for yourself, but pray for somebody else sometimes. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. Amen. You know, if you missed it on yesterday, the fire of God fell on that line yesterday. Amen. Elder was off the chain. Glory to God. She was like none other. Amen. Glory to God. On yesterday, it was faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. Glory to God. She gave an awesome message on yesterday. Amen. It was just rolling right off her belly. Glory to God. He's out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. That message was flowing. Amen. The songs, the word of God. I mean, it was just off the chain. And if you missed it on yesterday, you can go back and hear it on demand. Just go to Blog Talk. And you can hear the show on demand because it was awesome. It was just something. Amen. I'm telling you, you missed it? Yeah. Go back and hear it on demand. It's awesome. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and my show, Prophetic Corner Ministry, comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern. And here's what I want you to do. If you miss any of the shows, you can also go back and hear them on demand. But there's nothing like getting some fresh manna. Amen. Glory to God. You know, getting fed a fresh word right off the press. So I encourage you to come on the show expecting God to move in your life. Come on the show expecting God to give you a word like none other. Glory to God. You know, if you raise your level of expectation, then you're going to get just what you need. Amen. So I encourage you to keep on keeping on and come on in here with the word of the Lord. Amen. The word of the Lord has to say on today. And if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute window break right there. You can get you some Sprite. You can go and get the last little piece of chicken, whatever you left on the plate, however you want to do it. Glory to God. And then you're going to hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want to know, we have an author in the house. She has her own book. Amen. So I want to encourage you, if you don't know, you know now. You can go on her Facebook page, and you can get her book. And she's got it on Facebook, and it walks you through the steps on how to get the book. Amen. You want to get it, you want to read it, amen, and receive it. So I encourage you to go on now and get the book. And if you don't know how, amen, like I said, you can contact any of us from the WOW team, and we'll point you in the right direction. We don't leave anybody hanging, glory to God. We're all under the same umbrella. When it rains, it pours on everybody. So I encourage you to get the book. It's an awesome read. And then if you move on up, we have none other than the Power Impact Team. Glory to God of WOW Tuesday. Amen. And what awesome words just been coming forth. The Spirit of the Lord has just, oh, my God. He's just been falling all down around. Glory to God. Bringing deliverance, healing, and setting those, amen, who need to be set free. Now, you know, some people say, well, I don't need to be set free. Well, guess what? Amen. It's probably not for you, but somebody needs this. Glory to God. The message has been coming so profoundly. I mean, I've just been eating good. Hallelujah. Amen. The spiritual food. You know, you can always eat natural food. You can get it anywhere. Slice of toast. Amen. A little jelly on it. Peanut butter. But this has been strictly meat. Meat for the soul. And it's been off the chain. So I encourage you to listen up and hear none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show is 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. And I want you to come on and get aboard and hear amen on Tuesday night, because, I mean, they're just going to rock your socks off. That's all I got to say. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I want you to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, amen, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them and let them know. Don't miss the train, what you need, and they will get back in touch with you. You can hit any of us up and let us know, amen, what the need may be. We'll point you in the right direction. We won't leave you hanging. Glory to God. And I know these ministries have been a blessing to you, so I encourage you to sow seeds into the ministries. Glory to God. We're all under the same umbrella. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, the water's dropping, amen, on everybody. So I encourage you to come on and sow a seed. You know, there's nothing. You can't beat God's giving. I can probably give you back what you gave me. Yeah, glory to God. But that's not what you want. Amen. Every time you sow money, money is not what you need. Glory to God. Because if you need healing in your body, you don't need the money. Glory to God. You've already been to the doctor. Amen. To the natural doctor. Hallelujah. And you're afraid about it, everything. And, you know, he give you medicine. Glory to God. Then guess what? Hallelujah, Lord, I need healing for real, for real. So guess what? Sow a seed, amen. Hallelujah. You know, that's just showing how much you believe. It's not showing, you can't buy your healing, but it's just showing how much you believe in the word that's coming forth out of the man and woman of God. Glory to God, my God. So I encourage you to sow seeds into these ministries. You know, like I said, you can't beat God's giving. Because, you know, when you give, amen, you want him to give back, pressed down, shaking together, running over. That's the type blessing that you want. Hallelujah. You don't want this, well, I'm going to sow these 25. Well, guess what? Somebody around the corner, they'll give you the 25 back. Well, I'm gonna sow this 10. You know, and guess what? When you go, you know, to one of your favorite restaurants, well, you know what? We're going to go ahead. Your meal wasn't $10. We're just going to go ahead and give it back to you. Amen. All that is blessing. Yes. True. Yes. But you want that pressed down. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That shaking together, running over. Glory to God. Well, you have enough for yourself, your children. And you know what? You can go outside of that and feed somebody else and give somebody else. So I encourage you. So, hallelujah. I know, I hear you. You know, she's always talking about sowing. Well, you know, there's seed time and harvest time. Hallelujah. And, you know, if you plant nothing, you get nothing. Glory to God. And if you plant potatoes, you will get, amen, potatoes back. But, you know, if you go above planting the potatoes, you can go plant potatoes. You got the peas growing up. You got the butter beans. Glory to God. You got the okra patch over there, the collard greens. You got all that growing. Hallelujah. All that looking good and green. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what you want back. Oh, my garden is just so beautiful. Hallelujah. Because I have planted some good seeds. My God. So be blessed and make sure, amen, that you give. Glory to God. And we're going to ask you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks. You know, we do ministry all week long, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it starts all back over again. Glory to God. It's ministry with you in mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if I were you, I'd get aboard. Hallelujah. We only ask $25 or more, and I know you can't beat that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now it's kind of warm, amen, where I am, and you know you can't beat the heat. So guess what? Hallelujah. You can't beat the $25. Hallelujah. Give it. So come on and give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead on. Amen. Hallelujah. We got all our announcements out the way. Keep them in mind because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. You hear it all the time. Amen. And I know if you're alive and well, and even those that are gone on, glory to God, you know they're still, amen, you know, with the Lord. To be absent with the body is present with the Lord. Glory to God. So, you know, he still works. Yeah, I was listening, amen, at someone, and they were saying, you know, when you pray and you ask God to save my family, you ask God to make sure, Lord God, that you save them all, and then, you know, something happens, and you may not be here to see it, but guess what? If God said he was going to do it, he's going to do it. The promise ain't dead, glory to God. They're still here, so there's still time for him to do what he said he's going to do. Amen, glory to God. So, you know, you got to set yourself up. Amen. You always have to set yourself up for the best. Glory to God. And continue to believe that he going to do just what he said he going to do. Glory to God. The promise ain't dead. If he said he going to do it, he going to do it. He said he going to give you houses and lands, vineyards and all that good stuff. You're going to get it all. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the wine and make the grapes and all that. We're talking about that. I'm just saying, hallelujah, he's going to give you that. Glory to God. So hold on with all you got. Glory to God. The promise ain't dead. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now, if you desire prayer at this time, you're on this line and you want prayer, I ask you to press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer before we get started because God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one has pressed the 1. Well, we're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for an awesome day. We thank you, Lord God, because this is a day that you've made, Lord, and we're rejoicing, Lord God, and being thankful that we're in it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those that need a healing, Lord God, whether it's, Lord God, physical or mental. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you said you can heal from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. So, Father God, we ask you to touch all the areas, Lord God, of their life and heal them, God. Those, Lord God, who have gotten church hurt, Lord God. Those, Lord God, whose bodies are racking with pain, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those, Lord, who just don't understand, Lord God, and it hurts them, Lord God, because they don't understand. We ask you to heal the hurt, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord, and we ask you, Lord God, to just walk with us, Lord God, and sup with us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let those that have a listening ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be no hindrance to the word as it comes forth, Lord God, as it comes forth with clarity and power and dominion over the airways, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are on the line on today, Lord God. Thought it not robbery, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them receive everything that they're looking for on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy because you said it's sufficient enough in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the changes that are taking place right now, Lord God, in the spirit realm, oh Lord God, so they can penetrate the earth, Lord God. We send blessings, Lord God, all across the nation, Lord God. Whatever the need may be, Lord God. Some may have a financial need. We ask you, Lord God, to bless them in a mighty way. Some may have, Lord God, where they need someone just to be a friend, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, those that have had the church hurt, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal their body from that church hurt. Heal their mind and let them know that everybody don't operate the same, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because they don't need to put everybody in the same box, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. Glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, because if it had not been for you that touched our bodies and let the blood run warm in our vein on today, we wouldn't be here, Lord, to bring forth the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we know, Lord God, you're everywhere that we need you to be, and you're all that we need you to be, Lord God. We know you'll be a father to the fatherless, a mother to a motherless. And those you stick, Lord God, closer, Lord God, you said than a brother. So, Father, we just say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on, amen, with the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what? I know you, and I know you, and I know you, and I know what you do. I know what you used to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm just hearing, you know, amen. You know, nobody knows you like Jesus. He said, know those that labor among you. Yes. Hallelujah. But sometimes people just use words and throw them out there, and they have not a clue what they mean. They have not a clue and don't have any understanding. Hallelujah, glory to God. But, you know, it's something because God knows you from the inside out. But don't you know he made this body, amen, and he can heal it? Sure, you can go to the doctor and you can get diagnosed and he could tell you what's wrong, amen, he give you the medicine. But guess what, hallelujah, you got to believe, amen, God, and believe that he has given him the knowledge or her the knowledge to give you that medication. You still got to pray. You still got to believe God, amen, through it all, hallelujah. Don't just keep taking it and keep taking it and keep taking it, but you got to believe God, hallelujah, through all that. You still got to believe that he is in the medicine, that he's the one that's going to heal it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I see so many times you forget about that. You know, sometimes it's a word, you know, yeah, I got to take this pill. I got to take this pill. I got to take that one. I got to take that one. Amen. Hallelujah. But are you praying? Say, Lord, I want you to heal my body so I won't have to take any more of this mess. Glory to God. Say, Lord, heal me. I'm not telling you to stop taking your medicine. I'm just saying you need to speak the word of God over your situation so he can help you through it all. Because through it all, you got to learn how to depend on him. Because through it all, it doesn't matter, hallelujah, whether it's negative or positive, it don't matter. Because through it all, you still going to have to depend on him, hallelujah. Whatever the negative report is, through it all, he's going to be there. Through it all, he's going to stand by you. Through it all, hallelujah. Whatever you got to go through, he's going to be there. So remember, through it all, learn to trust in him. Through it all, learn to depend on the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on down the road. I'm going to be reading today from 1 Kings chapter 11. Amen. Hallelujah. I've read this before. Amen. But, you know, God will bring you back around to a certain scripture sometimes because somebody just don't get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there's different revelations that you receive. Amen. You know, hallelujah. I say, and I know, you know, God is a good God. I say it all the time, and he is. He is. Hallelujah. That's not perfect, but the Father. Glory to God. You know, we have leaders. Hallelujah. That will walk you through every step of whatever it is you need to get, whatever it is you need to learn from this word. And they will show you how to go in, how to dissect it. Just like, you know, you went in your lab, you know, when you had to go to college or whatever, you saw them in high school, and you had to dissect those little frogs and all that. Thank God I didn't have to do that because I probably would have cut him up because I didn't have the skills for that. But guess what? You know, they'll show you how to go in and dissect this word. Hallelujah. And this wasn't what I was supposed to talk about today, but we're going to do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what he says. Hallelujah. Because I don't want the blood on my hands. Glory to God. And they will show you how to go in this word and pull out what you need. Hallelujah. Go in this word and pull through. And go through this word and use it like you rake your yard. Glory to God. They'll show you how and what to get out of this word. Now, who wouldn't want to serve leaders like that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't want to serve leaders like that? So I encourage you, hook up. Glory to God. Because we're already in June of 2000. Hallelujah. 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you know what? You want to go ahead and get aboard and get ready now. Because it is hotter. It's getting hot down here. Glory to God. So we don't want nobody left behind. So I'm going to go ahead and get in the Word of God with all that said. Hallelujah. Chapter 11 of 1 Kings, glory to God. And we've been talking about obeying God. So let's see right here. We know this is our friend Solomon here. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and read a little bit, talk a little bit. Amen. And you grab hold of that you need. The rest, put it on the shelf because one day you're going to need it. Let's go on. Chapter 11, verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughter of Pharaoh, the women of the Moabites, the Amorites, the Edomites, the Zodians, and the Hittites. That's a lot of them, wasn't it? You know, he did love these women now. Glory to God. He loved them. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2. Verse 2. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. You know what he was telling me? He didn't tell him that he couldn't marry no other woman. You know, and he didn't tell him how many he could get. But he just told him, don't marry any of these because they'll pull your heart away from me. That's what he was telling him. He didn't. Out of all, we know Solomon had everything. He had all the riches he could, amen, have. He was a rich man. But he just told him, don't do that. You know, he had already told him, don't marry those women of these right here. He gave them some specifics. And, you know, when he said, don't be unequally yoked with a non-believer, you understand, take my word. When he says that, amen, glory to God, then just don't do it. Hallelujah. There's plenty, amen, out there that's saved, amen. Holy Ghost feel, love the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know you're saved. Then you're gonna go, amen, and marry someone who's not on the same page, who really they don't even believe in God. They don't go to church. They don't listen to nothing. Amen. That Christians have to say. They just don't and they don't and they don't. And then you're gonna go ahead on and marry them anyway. Well, you're asking for trouble. See, this right here, we're going to show you, amen, if we don't finish it all, I know I'm talking quite a bit, but if we don't finish it all, then we'll get to the rest of it, amen, on the next time. You know, I'm not going to leave you hanging, glory to God. But he told him, he said, don't do it. But, you know, Solomon, amen, he did it anyway. So let's see what happened. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. See, that's what he was telling them in the beginning. You know, either two things are going to happen. You're going to draw them or they're going to draw you. And if you ain't strong enough, amen, glory to God. And when you get in a relationship with others, amen, that's not, you know, walking the way you're walking and don't want to walk the way you're walking, then guess what's going to happen? They're going to pull you the way they're walking. They're going to pull you over, amen, to their side. You know, if they want to go to the club, you know, and they want to do this, they want to do that, they want to stay out all night and drink, and they want you to do it, and this one, don't, you know, God ain't nowhere in that mix. They ain't going to church. They ain't doing nothing for Jesus. Glory to God, my God. And before you know it, you're going to be caught up in a whirlwind. You're going to be trying to stay saved, hallelujah, and trying to live right, but all the time, then you got this one over here, your husband, wife, whatever it is, pulling you over in the wrong direction, pulling your heart away from the Lord. Glory to God. You got where you don't even pray no more. You just don't read the Bible no more. Hallelujah. I don't even hear Jesus coming out your mouth until you want something. Hallelujah. Well, you know God is great and the Lord is worthy. Yeah, what you want? Glory to God. Then at that point, hallelujah, glory to God. And see, they pulled his heart away. Glory to God, from God. But he told them not to do it. And when he give us specific words, he tell you, don't do it. Then don't do it, glory to God. That don't mean God ain't got nobody for you. The one that you want to marry may not be the one for you anyway, glory to God. It's just the one that you think that's for you. But it ain't what he said. You know, so many times women don't listen. They marry these men, and men don't listen either, glory to God. I'm not bashing anybody, hallelujah. I'm just saying, you know, they don't listen. When he said, don't marry him, I have someone for you. Just wait. Can you wait? Just give me a minute and wait, hallelujah, because I'm making him, I'm molding him. I want y'all to be able to stay together, hallelujah. Don't get married and then get separated in the next 2 weeks, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pulling your heart away from the Lord. Glory to God. Let's move on to 4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord in his God, Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. You see, David was after God's own heart. He was. David kept God's commandments. Yeah, he did sin. Yes, he did. But he repented and went on down the road with Jesus. He didn't turn, amen. His heart didn't turn from God. His heart was there. Come on, he wasn't perfect. Glory to God. There's no perfect person. Hallelujah. See, he said right here, you know, his heart was over there trying to please this one, you know, this one over here serving, this one, that one over here serving, this one. And before you know it, he was like a whirlwind tossed to and fro, trying to make everybody happy. And understand, you can't make everybody happy. Glory to God. You know, there are some that want to see you yoked up with the wrong person anyway. So they'll try to push them on you. So let me just help you out. This is live radio. We being real. Glory to God. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, ladies and men, I know all on the line. Glory to God. I tell you, seek God for who you want, who you need. Glory to God. Seek God first. Hallelujah. He says, seek my kingdom, you know, and his righteousness and all other things will be added. Well, it's okay if you ask God, say, Lord, I do desire to make. But make sure you don't just say you want to make. Keep it specific, because guess what? He'll send you somebody. And before you know it, amen, you'll get everybody every time you go in the store. Hey, do I know you? No, you don't know me. Glory to God. Hey, do I know you, sister? No. Hey, sister, are you from this town? Wrong one. Glory to God. And that's how they'll do. Amen. Glory to God. And man, it's the same way. Just don't get caught up. Seek God. And it's okay if you ask the Lord, Lord, you know, Lord, this is what I want. Lord, where's my husband? Or what? It's okay. And if he said, well, you know what? I'm making him. I'm molding him. I want y'all to be able to stay together and walk as one. I want y'all to be able to stay together. Amen. Glory to God. When I put y'all together, it's okay. Let's move on. Because you see, amen, he got caught up. He had a lot of wives and all them concubines. Even them concubines were just women on the side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord. That's what it was, just women on the side. He wasn't even married to. But he married some princesses, too. Amen. And, you know, he was a rich man. And can you imagine if he were going, taking all the money and all the jewelry and all everything to their fathers and whatever? Yeah, he going to give them to them because they know, okay, Solomon, you know, he got money, so we're going to go ahead and let him go ahead and marry our daughter. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Yes. Let's move on. 5. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Malchon, the Abanations, and the Amorites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and went not fully after the Lord as did David his father. See, after that, he couldn't, because he had so much on his plate. He had so many women on his plate, okay? Glory to God. Because this one was pulling him, and this one over here, well, I want to do this, and I want to go ahead, and I want to worship mine, and I want to, you know, worship that little bald-head man, you know, with a little fat belly. I want to do him, and hey, this one over here wanted to worship. And you just think about it. He was in a whirlwind. His mind just pulled too many places. That's why you have to be careful. When the Lord said don't do it, just don't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you're going to wake up, amen, the next day saying, how did I get here? And now you got to deal with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's not, it ain't going to be nothing sweet to deal with. Glory to God. So be careful, hallelujah, and listen and pray. So many times I think everybody forget to pray because they be talking about my biological clock ticking. Glory to God. Yeah, I hear you. Hallelujah. Well, if that clock ticking, just go to Walmart and get you another one. Hallelujah. You know, it ain't got the battery now. Put it in there and it'll keep on down the road. Hallelujah. Because you want everything you want to get it in God's timing. See, he just got out of what God was telling them to do. So really, he just disobeyed. Just tell the truth. Glory to God. And see, that's what happened. Let's move on. Amen. 7. Then did Solomon build an high place of Shemesh, the Abomination of Moab, in the hill, that is before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the Abomination of the children of Ammon. See, he was just building. He had to give them what they wanted because he was trying to please them, and that was just too many. Come on now. Solomon might have been good, but he wasn't that good, okay? Glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. My God, my God. That was a lot, amen, trying to please. Hallelujah. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrifice unto their God. See, he did. Hallelujah. Right here. He did. He built that place in the hill. And then he built all these different things I was saying, like I was saying. Got a little ahead of myself, but it's okay. Hallelujah. He built all these different places for these women to worship their God and sacrifice their God. Let's see what happens in 9. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord, God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. See, he had told him this twice. Glory to God. Isn't it something when God done, look, he done told you something twice. How many times? And you're still saying, well, Lord, I know, I know. No, you better listen at what he said, because if you done had, some people done had dreams. Let's just go there for a minute. You done had some dreams one, two, three, four, five, six times. Glory to God. Then that dream really means something. It's telling you something. Glory to God. It really is. So you need to take heed of what it's saying. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. Because warning comes before the destruction. I remember, if I can talk about myself, that therefore, you know, we overcome by our testimony. So, amen, glory to God. We give it, amen, to those that need it. Hallelujah. I remember I had one dream. That dream just kept coming. It kept coming. And I dreamed the same dream over and over and over. And guess what? The dream didn't never change. It was the same thing every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that thing did happen. I remember another instance. Every time I would go home from my job, hallelujah, and this song would always come on, and the name of the song was, it said, I lost my job after 14 years, and it left me living in fear. Hallelujah. That song would play, and it would play, it would play. Every day I went home, I would hear that song every day. It didn't miss a day. I said, okay, now hold up, wait a minute. I said, Lord, you're trying to tell me something here, right? I'm listening at the word. And with the words of the song, and guess what? It wasn't long, and I began to talk to people that was working in the same place I was, and I told them, I said, listen, I said, you know, you need to, you know, make sure you get yourself together. I said, because this place is, it's in the close. I said, I know that. Well, how do you know? You don't know this, and you don't. I said, well, I'm just saying, you know, this place is going to close. And then one of the supervisors, he came to me, and he talked to me. We had a good relationship, and he said, you know, they want to offer me a packet, hallelujah, to go ahead on and get on out of here, you know, before the plant closed. That's what he told me. He said, now, he said, Martha, what do you think? I said, well, I'm just going to tell you the truth. It's going to close. I said, so what you need to do is whatever they offering you, I said, you need to go ahead and get right on out, glory to God. And guess what he did? He went on and he did. He took the packet that they gave him and he left the building, glory to God. And he called me. He said, you know what? He said, I thank you for that advice. He said, that was some good advice. He said, because the others that got a packet, he said, they didn't get, when I talked to them, they didn't get a good that I got. He said, I thank you for that advice. And he went on and he got on out, glory to God. And it wasn't long after he got on out, amen, then they really announced it, you know, that it was going to close. You know, so see, God was telling Solomon here, you know, don't get involved with all them women because things aren't going to go well for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're disobeying for one thing, so be careful. Hallelujah. How you disobey the Lord when he tell you something and when he show it to you in a dream. And then he sent his prophet. And then he'll send one of the little babes, hallelujah, to tell you. And then he'll send a minister. So you know what? I need you to go because you know this person. I need you to go and tell them this word. But that don't make you a prophet now. Glory to God. That's just God using you because you're in that place. Hallelujah. And when he's sending all this word to you, then you still say, well, you know what? I'm not going to believe that. You know, whatever. She don't know what she's talking about. Glory to God. Look how you get caught up. He said, he told him this twice. Hallelujah. Don't do it. But he went and married him anyway. Let's see what happened. and had commanded him concerning this thing that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. See, he told him and he told him and he told him. So I tell you, hallelujah, you're dreaming, you need to go and pray about that thing. Amen. Ask the dream maker. Hallelujah. What's going on? Because I'm seeing this so much. Hallelujah. And I don't know what it is, but he's warning you. Like I said, warning come before destruction. Hallelujah. And God's been warning somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pause for just a minute. He's been warning somebody, and he's been warning them about going after other gods and doing things that you know ain't right, and you're going and getting involved with other churches, and you know that's not the place that he told you to go in. Hallelujah. Isn't it strange when people are getting their word from where they're getting it from, and they're getting fed good, and then all of a sudden they want to go off. Hallelujah. Well, you know, it's time for me to split. No, you better make sure that you done went before the Lord and labored and asked him, is it your time to leave? Hallelujah. If it's not your time to leave, then stay planted, stay rooted, stay grounded where you are, because in due season, he will tell you when it's time to leave. If he don't ever say leave, then don't you go nowhere, because guess what? You're not going to be prosper over there. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Satan, with his devices, he'll come and he'll camouflage stuff. Hallelujah. He'll camouflage for you to see, amen, the good stuff. Hallelujah. And you think it's good, but then all the other stuff is bad when it starts to happen. Well, Lord, what happened? No, you weren't supposed to be there because you had your eyes shut and you weren't paying attention to what he was saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. That's what it was. So whoever that is, listen, don't walk away, hallelujah, from your ministry now. It's not time for you to go yet. There's still a lot that you have to get and you have to learn. Hallelujah. You have to learn how to really dissect this word, to go in it. Hallelujah. And get what they need. Hallelujah. The people need. Glory to God. And come out. Hallelujah. And when you come out, you felt like you've done God's will and you've obeyed and did what you were supposed to do for the word to come forth and heal and deliver and set them free. So I tell you now, do not walk away. Glory to God. Hear the word. Hallelujah. On today, don't walk away. Don't be selfish. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because you have so many selfish people, they want to go on their own and get this and do this. Hallelujah. But you got to stay in a place. Hallelujah. Your leaders know when it's time for you to leave and go and do what you're supposed to do, and your ministry to grow and your ministry to go out abroad, amen, to the nations and do whatever he asks you to do, whatever God asks you to do. They know. Hallelujah. If they're good and true leaders and they can pray, then guess what? They know. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Had to release it. Hallelujah. Number 11. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee and will give it to thy servant. Do you see what he was saying here? Because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. Because he did all that he wasn't supposed to do. Marry them women and all that outside and had to build all these little old bitty amen houses for them to go and worship their God and sacrifice their God and do the little G gods, hallelujah, not the main God, the one above, the one that he served, because they had their own gods that they were serving. Hallelujah, glory to God. He was going to rent the kingdom from them, glory to God, and give it to his servant, because he didn't do what God told him to do. He stepped outside. So make sure you don't step outside and just go out on your own thinking, okay, I can make it. I can do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to go and they're going to put me in a church and they're going to give me my own pulpit. Hallelujah. You know, the pulpit is the street. Hallelujah, really. You can go upside and downside the street, you know, the pavements and all that. That's the pulpit. That's really where the work need to be done at. Hallelujah. Why people want a pulpit, I don't know. Hallelujah. Sometimes I think it's just to be seen. But, you know, we live in a real world. Hallelujah. And if you can go and minister to just one soul outside of the parameter, glory to God, then you have done, amen, an awesome job. You have did what God is calling you to do. Glory to God, my God. And the angels in heaven will rejoice when that soul is saved and brought out of darkness and into his marvelous light. The angels in heaven will rejoice with you. Glory to God. Let's move on. Notwithstanding, in thy days I will not do it for David, thy father's sake, but I will rent it out of the hand of the son of thy son. He was saying, I ain't gonna take it from you, but I'm gonna rent it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to rent it. He's going to take it from him because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. But you know what? Let's read on, because he's going to keep his covenant. He's going to keep his promise to David. He's not going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not going to do it all, but he's going to keep his promise to David. See, God do keep his promises. Let's read. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. It excites me. Glory to God. The word should excite you. It should really ignite you and set you on fire. Glory to God. Let's move on. How about I will not rent away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. See, he didn't do it all. Glory to God. He's going to take it all, but guess what? He's going to let him keep one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God always, when he says he's going to do something, he's going to keep his promise. Don't you, like I said, the promise ain't dead. If he said he's going to save everybody in your household, you keep contending to the faith. You keep believing God, but he's going to do it. Hallelujah. It don't matter if them children, amen, going out there, they're all to the club. Oh, glory to God. It don't matter. Hallelujah. You keep doing what you're supposed to do. Keep praying. Keep putting them up before the Lord. Guess what? He's going to drive them right back in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They'll get in there and won't be comfortable. They'll say, oh, my God, I don't know what this I'm feeling, Lord. I can't stay up in here. I don't know what in the world going on up in here. That'll be Jesus pulling on them. Glory to God. Well, you know what, Mama? You know what, Daddy? I went out there, and I went to the club, and I tell you what, I just couldn't sit there. It's like a hot seat. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. I had to come up out of there. I don't know what it is. Glory to God. Because I can speak for my own existence and all things that have happened in my life. Glory to God. Because, you know, long time ago, amen, before I was truly and really saved, I was going in the club, glory to God, and I got in there while I go, hold up, wait a minute, good God Almighty, I can't stay up in here. What the world going on? Hallelujah. It was just like a tug of war, if you know what I mean. Somebody was pulling, what you doing in here? Just pulling. I said, good God Almighty, I got to leave here. So I left there that night, and then they kept saying, well, you know what, we're having a party. I said, y'all, I can't go. I can't go. Really, you know, fear had done sunk in. Glory to God. It had sunk in, and I couldn't go. Glory to God. And they kept saying, well, it's okay. You can go. You can go. I ain't going. Glory to God. Because it was just fearful to me to go back after what I know I had been feeling, and something's been tugging and pulling on me like that. No, I can't do this. I said, if y'all want to go, y'all go right ahead. Y'all have all the drinks and everything I want to have. I said, but I'm not going, glory to God. So it kept on for a while, and they kept trying to pull me back. Hey, I said, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. So I just kept on serving. I began to serve the Lord even the more, and I started wanting more and more and more and more of God's word. Hallelujah, glory to God. Did I go back? Nah, never did. Hallelujah. Because that fear sunk in, glory to God. I didn't know what it was pulling on me at that time, but I know it was Jesus Christ, hallelujah, pulling on me, pulling me out of there, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on to 14. If we don't finish what I'll do, I'll come back, and amen, we'll finish on next week. And the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab, the captain of the host, was gone up to bury the slain after he had smitten every male in Edom. See, what it was, you know, David had been, you know, in fight, you know, he was fighting and everything, and he had took over all these places and good, you know, things and all that. But guess what? Hallelujah. He left some enemies behind, but they were young during that time. So you know what happened with by Solomon disobeying what God had said. They rose back up. Amen. They were grown men then, and they could go out and fight again. But guess what? Let's find out right here in 16. Hallelujah. For 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel until he had cut off every male in Edom. That Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servant, with him to go to into Egypt. Hadad, being yet a child, see, he was young during that time, and he got away, so he fled. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. But guess what? It shivering ain't dead. Hallelujah. See, it was going to come back up again in a time. I'm not going to finish it all. I'm going to stop right there because I want to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. But, you know, God raised them enemies back up because guess what? They were big now. They were grown children. So guess what? They're going to come back and get their arm and they're going to get ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's good when you obey the Lord, thy God. Remember, when he tells you to do it, do it. If he tells you not to do it, don't do it. Glory to God. Just don't do it. You know, sometimes you're here, but, you know, say, well, you know what? Don't do it. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. I was talking to someone on this morning, and they told me, said that it was something that they was going to do. It was something about the way they was wearing their hair, or it was something to that extent. And they said they heard my voice, hallelujah, and said, don't do it. Said, don't do it. Said, Ms. Martha said, don't do it. Glory to God. So they didn't. They fixed it a different way. But it wasn't me, amen, that's really speaking to them. If you notice, amen, it's the Holy Ghost on the inside of them, amen, that's prompting you to don't do stuff. You know, I heard this other pastor, and I was listening to him, amen, and he was saying, you know, this little boy, he walked in the room, him and another pastor, and they was telling him to be quiet because, you know, he was saying that somebody was talking to him. Glory to God. He said, I can't hear. Be quiet. And he said, my daddy is talking, but the dad didn't say nothing, and the other pastor didn't say nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he was listening. It was the Holy Spirit that was prompting on the inside of him, telling him, talking to him and telling him, amen, and then he began to tell them, amen, what they were saying, what the Holy Spirit was saying, glory to God. You see, it's something on the inside of you will prompt you to tell you, don't do it. And sometimes you think you got to hear, well, you know what, something got to come down and hit you on the head, hallelujah, step on your feet, just knock you out, hallelujah, to tell you not to do certain things. But notice it's not so, hallelujah. You know, you'll hear it on the inside. When you stay in God's word, there's no way that you can come out the same. When you're in God's word, you're going to know the right from the wrong. Glory to God, hallelujah. Whenever you stay in God's word and begin, hallelujah, to follow his commands, then guess what? That thing that you put on the inside, it's going to raise up on the inside and let you know you shouldn't be doing that, hallelujah. Because you shouldn't be going and try to get in all these women. Ain't nothing you can do with all them women. Glory to God. Solomon mighty was a mighty man of God. But he, come on now, he couldn't satisfy all them women. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It don't matter. It don't take but one. And when you ask God to give you that one, keep them. Don't throw them back because you see something else that might look good to you. Women, don't throw them back because you might see somebody, the man that walked by you and saying, oh my God, he smelled good. Well, that's all. He just had to smell good on. Ain't nothing to him. He ain't got the word of God, so he ain't going to do you no good. So come on now, hallelujah, when you see the woman walk by, hallelujah, and she got the short skirt on, hallelujah, you got a wife at home, I don't know, but we just going to go there, hallelujah, my God, just because she got the short skirt, that don't mean nothing, she ain't got God in her, hallelujah, glory to God, and then you get her, you're going to have a mess, hallelujah, she don't know which way Jesus went, don't know which way to go to church doors to be open, glory to God. So come on now. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, it's better to obey than not to obey. When you're having dreams and you're seeing things, hallelujah, you ask them, what does it mean? If you sing the same dream over and over, hallelujah, and you see the same word sometimes come to you over and over, you say, well, Lord, this word is for me. There's something in this word that I need to get. So help me, Lord, and show me what is it I'm supposed to get out of this word because I want to obey. If we would all submit and listen to the word of God, if we would all submit and get that word down on the inside, glory to God, then you know what? There'll be less mistakes made. I'm not talking about a perfect person. I'm talking about less mistakes. You know, and I hear a lot of people say, Lord, help me to tame my tongue. Well, do you read the word of God and ask him, Lord, help me, Lord God? And do you pray and say, Lord, help me to tame my tongue? You know, glory to God. You got to put all these together. Prayer, hallelujah, supplication, hallelujah, reading the word of God, hallelujah. All that right there is what's going to help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All that is going to help you to obey the Lord thy God. Because guess what? You'll get in a mess, hallelujah, by not obeying God. So look what happened to Solomon. When he got married, he started marrying all these women. He had all these concubines and wives and all these side pieces. Glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah, my God. I know they said, no, she didn't. Yes, I did. And he got all them, amen, on the side, hallelujah. Glory to God. And then his heart was stretched so till it was stretched so big till he went away from God. Hallelujah. And he had warned him about it. So if he warned you about it, amen, take heed to the word that's in the warning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know what you're doing? You're setting up something for your children and your children's children. Glory to God. Because if it wasn't for David and the seed that he had sown, amen, Solomon wouldn't have been in the place that he was in, because David was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. Yes, he sinned, but he still kept his commandments. He sinned and he repented for it. Yes, I'm sure. Glory to God. Because you can see where it took him. Hallelujah. Took him right here to get everything he wanted. Glory to God. Took Solomon there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just remember. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, do it for the love of the Lord. Keep his commandments. Don't do what Solomon did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he getting his kingdom ripped from under him, all of it. But he wasn't going to do it while he was alive. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to come back on next week, and I'm going to finish that story because it's really good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. If you desire, I'm going to open up this line again for prayer. The line is full. If you desire prayer this time, I want you to go ahead and press the one. I'm going to bring you in. If not, I'm going to pray anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one, so we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to pray anyway. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Father God, let them take this word, Lord God, and apply it to their life, God. Their everyday life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you not to let them stray away, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I pray to those that are not saved, Lord God, as they heard the word on today, Lord God, that it bring healing in their life, God. It bring them everything that they may need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, God, because I know you're an on-time God. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, for any headaches, Lord. I pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, you can't stand the light to hit you. Oh, glory to God. Well, I decree and I declare, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you heal them everywhere they hurt, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Every migraine, Lord God, that it goes away, Lord God, into the pit, and they begin to think right, and they begin to walk right. They begin to read the word of God right, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray for those who, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that are alcoholics. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I saw this on the other day. There's someone who's dealing with an alcoholic. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you. I ask you to heal them, to take that, Lord God, taste out of their mouth right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord. You said it shall be filled. In the name of Jesus. They won't desire to take another drink. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them take a drink of the living water. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise, oh God. I saw it on the other day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it back to my remembrance. There's somebody who's a really bad alcoholic. Hallelujah. And they had just been drinking and drinking. Amen. And falling. Amen. Over everything. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But you know, he can heal you. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, you got to give it to God. And I know we say that so profoundly, but hear me on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you have to go and get help. I'm just going to tell you, you need to go and get help. Hallelujah. You know, I know there's someone around you that can help you. Yes, you can go, hallelujah, and you can get help, a psychiatrist, and you can go and talk to them. Glory to God and all that good thing. Yes, glory to God. But you know, God can heal you in an instant. Hallelujah. There ought to be some church doors that you can go in where you know that people can get a prayer through that can help you to get healed from all that, glory to God. Find out what the problem is and the root of the problem. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God can dig it up so you won't want no more alcohol. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have first things first. Hallelujah. Yes, I can pray, but you're still going to need to go, amen, and get some help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. She's been there for a while. I'm seeing 15 years. You've just been drinking each and every day, drinking, staying drunk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. I opened the line up. Nobody wanted prayer, so we continue on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, hallelujah. You know, sometimes people can be so selfish. They're so self-centered. It's all about them. Well, if you're in the kingdom of God, it's not about you. Hallelujah. It's not even about me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's about obeying. Hallelujah. And serving. Hallelujah. If you don't have a servant heart, then chances are you're not going to get very far. For real. For real, for real. For really. And that's what they say now. For really. Okay. You're not going to get very far. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to have a servant heart. Glory to God. It's not always about you getting what you want. Hallelujah. It's about other people getting what they need. And you know you can help them and point them in the right direction. Then that's what we're here for. We weren't brought here to always ask God for everything all the time. Hallelujah. It's okay to pray for yourself sometimes, but there are times when you need to make sure you come outside of the parameter, like I said in the beginning, and pray for someone else. Hallelujah. And don't be selfish. You always want to, you know, keep it for yourself. I remember times, hallelujah, that when I began to pray and, you know, I used to think, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not praying for myself. I'm praying for other people. But you know what? As I got, you know, older and as I began to mature in Christ, he would let me know, amen, through those whom I was around, they would do teaching and different stuff. You know, if you pray about somebody else's needs, then God don't take care of your needs. And that's a fact, hallelujah. That ain't fiction, that's a fact, glory to God. Pray for somebody else who around you. You see somebody else having trouble with their kids, pray that they, you know, for them to help them, glory to God. But you know, sometimes you can't say stuff to people about the children, I know that, but you can pray that God will send somebody by whom they will receive it from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, if you see others having other people that are having trouble in their marriage, pray for their marriage. Glory to God. Instead of going out talking about them, pray for them. Hallelujah. And ask God to open the door, Lord, so they can get some help. Because so many times people are closing up and they're just shutting the doors on all the help that they could get because they don't want people in their business. Hallelujah. That's just prideful. Just shut it down. Glory to God. God is good. We're on live radio. Yes, we are. But, you know, and that's what he's calling us to do, to help one another, to be there for one another. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you need help, get some. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to, amen, let us off the radio station. The next voice you'll hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson. I want to make sure you go over and show her some love and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to her. Don't go over judging. Just go and hear the word of the Lord, because the word can come from whomever God pleases. Hallelujah. Whoever will make themselves available, he will use them. Hallelujah. So go over and hear the word of the Lord. Amen. From Ministry Elaine. I gave you the number on last week. I'm going to give it to you right now. 1-347-945-5041. Now I'm going to give the invitation of Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, Lord God. I repent for each and every one. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and they are glad, glory to God, that you're in the kingdom of God. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught, where the word of God is being lived, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction, and you'll have your 30-minute break, and you can wait on Ministry Lane Show coming up next live on Blog Talk. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have a happy Sunday, and we will see you back on next week.